Now, the last time that Julian was here, we were looking at a number of kings who all appeared to die out at the same time, and then one of them abdicated and went off on some kind of religious crusade. So where do we go from now?
Well, we left with joint kings, Swafred's son, Swafbert, ruling with his distant cousin, Celered. And their main contribution to the history of Essex seems to have been to lose London and Middlesex, and possibly part of Hertfordshire as well. This would be around about the year 730. And we're getting very close to modern Essex borders at this point.
How did they lose them? Was it just battles?
It would ultimately, Mercy. Remember I mentioned before Mercian overlordship, saying, well, you know, you do as we say. Mm. And Mercia basically wanted to use London as its main port, because it was pretty much in the centre of England. And London was such a big commercial centre. It decided it wanted the revenues from it and the importance from it. So it just said, we want Middlesex and London. And if you don't give it to us, we'll take it. But there was, interesting enough, there was actually a big conference in the year 730 between the East Saxons, the Mercians, and the West Saxons, who bordered that area. And it was agreed that Mercia could have London and Middlesex, but Wessex would retain religious control over the area. Right. So their bishop of the West Saxons, he controlled that part of it. So.
And still Christian.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't know when Swafbert died, but we know that Celered died in the year 746. And Celered's fifth cousin, whose name was Swithred, became king in that year, 746. After him, Celered's son became king. His name was Siarich the First. He went off on a pilgrimage to Rome in the year 798, and then he was replaced by his son, Siared. He ended up fighting the Saxons, the West Saxons, and was deposed. And he was replaced by his son, Siarich the Second, and that may well have been under Wessex overlordship. He seems to have fallen foul of his masters around about the year 825, 827, and the West Saxons got rid of him for a while and replaced him with their own, ruler of the area, but he was no longer a king. He may well have been brought back at some point. I don't know for certain, but he's certainly the last document that he signs as king is in the year 839. So we know that he fell foul for a while, 827, may have been banished. We don't know what happened then, but certainly he came back. And in the year 839, Egbert, the first king of the English, if you like, so of the West Saxons, everyone, seems to have just, said, okay, Essex is no more. And the last mention we have of someone from the East Saxon royal family, the Sledingas, is 6 years later of a Siared in the year 845, may have been the son of Siarich the Second. And he signs a charter as Dux, a West Saxon charter. He signs it as Dux, which is the Latin word for lord or, if you like, count, but certainly not a king. And that's, if you like, the last gasp of the Sledingas.
Well, I have to say that it's very interesting, but my goodness me, these names are complicated. So you'll be pleased to know that we're actually going to be putting up a kind of family tree on the website that will show you all of the names and how they all fit together.
Yeah, that's right. Good. And next time, I'll perhaps tell listeners a little bit about what they can still see in Essex from the East Saxon Kingdom.
Great stuff. Thank you very much indeed, Julian.